Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Billy Bong.
It's like a killing a bee with a bazooka.
It was like seeing some old friends when I was uploading these sounds to the soundboard. And I was thinking, why the hell...
Grab pussy.
Did I stop? Actually, I don't.
Grab pussy.
That's loud.
Yeah.
And it politically incorrect. There's one.
Kath was a dick.
You said it.
Oh, listen to this. Kazimba.
There we go.
I think it's just gone politically correct.
Yeah, I mean, we got some classics here.
Who the hell is Ginger Baker?
And we've got Thinking Time.
Alistair. Oh, Alistair, thank you for the raid. We can contemplate that for a second. Thank you. Thank you for the raid, Alistair.
Appreciated.
0203-286-6370 is the phone number. Let's get some. There's loads more of these. And this is.
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping.
Hello?
You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe.
Hello?
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping.
Hello?
You do not want to believe.
Hello?
Oh, that's good. What is that even? Oh, what is that? Hang on.
You are sleeping.
I don't even know what that effect is.
You do not want to believe.
I can't
you
do it again.
You do not want
I
to believe.
I can't do it again.
You
yes,
are
it started
sleeping.
Happening.
You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe.
Yeah.
Someone flipping call us every night. We sit here and yeah, we're getting similar haircuts every night. We sit here and we work our butts off and you don't call us. It's the same people call us and thank you. You can stand down. You've done your service.
Are we doing new callers only?
New callers only.
Yeah.
Everyone who's called in before, stand down.
You've done your bit.
You've done your service. You've done your service. I'll give you a freaking headache, Hugh Boog. Hugh Bug. Hug Bug. Huey. Shuggy. Shuggy. I'll give you a headache, Shuggy. Give you a headache right up the jacksie. You... do you have the sound? You're really boring. I don't think I do.
I'm not in a bad mood.
Who's that?
Who's this? Is it? Oh, here we go. Yes?
Hello, Ian. It's at Stewpot.
At Stewpot.
Hello. I just wanted to say what a wonderful afternoon we've had with Alistair today. We've been with him, what, nearly 3 hours?
Are you?
Yesterday.
Are you a new caller?
Yes, I've never called. I did Skype you Friday night, but first time caller. And good evening, Catherine. You look lovely.
You have called us before.
We spoke to you the other day.
That was on Skype. This is not on phone.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
People.
Stetson Dorwell. Stetson Dorwell. Stetson Dorwell. Stetson. Stetson Dorwell.
What a dick.
I haven't got the... You're boring me. I've only got 2 pages of stuff.
No, I totally disagree with Sex with a Robot.
That's the one. Aww. That's the one. Poor old Dennis.
Hey, Jonesy. Rocket, man.
Okay, got some good stuff.
I like him.
Hello there.
Hi.
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 Hello. Just let you know, I got my T-shirt today.
The big boy T-shirt?
The big boy T-shirt in green.
Well, it's gone for the green. Ooh. A lot of people rocking the black. You've gone for the green. I like it.
It's fantastic.
It's a good design. I make Scott design that. It's my cat. Who's actually getting on my nerves a bit. But thank you for the support and for buying our merchandise.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. New caller.
That was a new caller.
That was the very definition of a modern Major General. That was a new caller.
Yeah. Who was he? New caller. That's all we need to know. That's all we need to know.
I don't want any technicalities. Oh, yeah, no, I did it on Skype. Not the... come on. Come on.
I phoned you, but I was at someone else's house, so I wasn't on this phone.
I'm bunged up. I guess it gets in to get bunged up in the evenings, and then it's gone in the day. Oh, I'm flipping you the bird. So I didn't mean to.
Never.
Yeah, it's true, I did.
Any road, though.
So, I'm bunged up, but that's okay. I would like to talk to you about something.
Go on.
Being completely congruent about something that has happened that I'm uncomfortable with.
Do it, what?
I get why you're excited about the 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 by 12. I get it.
What?
I'm going to say it. I'm not convinced it's a great idea. There's a reason no one's ever done it before. I think we could become ill. I think we could... We struggle to fill 4 hours. We struggle to fill 4 hours.
Yeah.
12 is 4 times 4.
Yeah.
That's 4 lots of what we do now.
It's 4 times 3.
Not to get to 12, it's not. So I would like to...
Yeah, not do it.
I would like to withdraw. I think we should. I don't think we should do it. I think our reputation is on the line.
Yeah. Oh. Well.
And I think we should. I don't think we should do the 12 by 12 by 12 by 12.
I did express reservations, if you remember, when you brought this up.
I should have listened.
It took me a long time to come round to the idea, and actually, I think now it would be quite good.
Oh. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Piers Morgan here. How long is
your... Oh, do piss off. Show? And that's what we'd say if it was the real Piers Morgan.
So, Roger says you could die. Be strained on the heart, which is there. So I would like to suggest that we don't do it.
But I've thought up a wicked game we could play.
Okay, we can play that tonight or tomorrow night, or we can play it during the actual show, whenever it goes out, 8
to... Do you want to have a little... Can I tickle your fancy?
Tickle my pickle. Go on.
Right. Yeah, you're not allowed to look at the stream. Though. You'll have to close your eyes.
Okay.
Have you got an eye thing?
I've just got my eyes closed.
But can I trust you? Because the whole point is I need to be able to trust you.
I'm the most honest person in broadcasting.
All right. So what happens is it's called the Queen's Gambit, and we're using Her Majesty for it.
Okay.
Right. So what's going to happen is,
yeah,
we'll take it in turns to do this, right?
Yes.
And the Queen's...
I should have closed my eyes too early.
Yeah,
I just realised.
The Queen's gonna sneak up on you, right?
Yeah.
It'll be me. She's gonna sneak up on you, and when you hear her, you have to call it. But you have to be honest. You can't just say now.
Okay, you could talk into the microphone so they can hear as well.
I'm telling you. because it's going to be a nice surprise for them. Say now, and it's the one, it's the person who wins is the one who gets closest or manages to get right up behind you.
Okay.
Right, you ready? Don't ruin it though. Don't just
well,
say.
So what do
now.
I say? What do I say now for?
When you hear me, if you hear me sneaking.
Well, but I'll just okay.
In fact, I'm going to take my shoes off.
Not in my house, you won't.
Yeah, I am. They're off.
She's wearing those strides are based on, you know, the cover of Abbey Road. You know, the zebra crossing. It's those trousers.
Right, I'm going to move this because I'm going to get really up close. Ready?
Okay. So cover my eyes.
Let me get in position.
You're quite a noisy walker anyway.
You ready?
Yeah.
Say go and I'm going to start going.
Go. Well, I heard you now. I heard you.
Well, this isn't going
to... I can hear you. What is the point
should
of that?
It, I know. Should it be time? Should it be the time it takes to sneak up? Because otherwise this is going to be a really quick game. Should be the time it takes, right?
I don't get the so time it takes
again,
what?
Ready? For the Queen to get you.
Well, but I can hear you.
Shh.
I can see you.
Well, don't look. You're supposed to have your eyes closed. I'll get like a mask or something for the real thing.
This I don't just, really understand.
This is just a rehearsal.
Ready? Pample.
I don't really understand what this game is. Well, you're walking up.
Are you looking?
Well, yeah,
close
because...
your eyes.
12 hours. New to this says, yeah, it might struggle to get 12 hours out of this.
This is just 1 hour. Close your eyes.
Just peek around the other side of the Queen for us. Peek around by her handbag.
Donuts.
Look at that dickhead. Do it again. She's a mother of two. A bit lower, down by the handbag. She's a mother of two. And she's filled in the census. Jesus.
Or you have to turn around, and if I'm moving, then I'm out. Maybe it should be that.
Come and sit down.
We should make some peepholes.
Come and sit down.
So I can see.
No, you can't cut the Queen's tits.
That is just, basically, that is just a prototype game. I'm working on something special for Friday.
I don't want to do 12 hours.
Well, we've committed to it now. We've said we would.
Well, first of all...
There are literally no charities...
First of all, everyone that watches this is Donuts. Mentally ill or a drug abuser or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so
thank
they need
the subscriptions.
So they need routine.
So and they won't remember it, anything.
And some of them have said taken time off work. I mean, work.
Let's talk about it off air. You move that lamp now because it's sticking out. Let's talk about it off
move
air.
Move what lamp?
If you sit properly. Sit properly. That one. No, that's not how you sit.
It is.
The lamp is there, look.
Don't know what you're talking about. It's not the, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? It's the Queen's Gambit. So shut up and stop trying to yuck my yum, guys. It's a wicked game and you're all going to be playing it at home. Oh, look at Vix JPEG trying to be caring in the chat. Ian, when did you start having reservations?
I make reservations every time I go on holiday.
Well, I think it's good. I think it's a good idea. The more I think about it,
you
the
thought
more...
it was a terrible
I
idea.
No, but now I've got used to the idea, and actually, it's kind of a night out for me, isn't it? I don't get out much. Certainly not on Friday.
Here's one thing I promise.
I won't go down the river route.
There we go. So that's a promise. That is a promise. We got more viewers than Richard Herring. That's good. That's good.
Does that mean we win?
Bunged up. Just... Nothing. Nothing's going up. This one. Whoa! This one.
Nothing.
I don't think it works.
Have you been sticking anything up there? Fingers.
Dicks. Not dicks. Sorry. What is it? Vix. Sorry, Vix. To apologise.
Okay.
You're supposed to put it on your balls.
No, you mustn't.
Oh, it's your feet and then you put your socks on.
Yes, not
that's
on your balls.
It.
You mustn't.
A
your
balls
skin
of your
is
feet.
Too thin on your balls.
New callers only tonight, please. Yes, hello there.
Hiya.
Hiya.
First time caller, long time listener. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what is your name?
Leslie.
Hello, Leslie. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Did you say lovely Leslie?
Lovely Leslie. Leisurely.
Having a leisurely walk.
I used to look after a little boy and he always used to call me Leisurely.
Leisurely. Lovely Leisurely. It sounds a little, you know, but...
But she called it a
I am little. I am little as well. I'm only 4 foot ten.
Oh, and are you lovely?
Extremely lovely.
Okay, beautiful. It's lovely Leisurely, the little
lady.
Lovely
little Leisurely.
From Manchester.
Are you whereabouts?
No. Well, Salford, kind of.
Same.
Cheetham Hill.
Cheetham Hill is one of those places that it was only when I moved away and saw it written down, I realised what it was called. Because like Beulil and Cheetham Hill, I thought that was Cheetham all one Hill, word. Yeah. Cheetham Hill.
Actually, I've not even lived there since I was like 17 and I'm 64 now, so I don't know why I still felt like this.
Well, because otherwise, if we said to you where you're from and you said somewhere down south, we'd say, no, but where's that accent from? That's what happens. That's why you end up saying
I'm in North Wales now.
Oh, are you? How long have you been there?
Yeah. 2 years.
How's it going?
We love it, yeah. But the only thing is, we've got two daughters, but we miss our youngest daughter. She lives in Hereford, where we used to live. And she's blind, and her husband's blind, and they've just had our granddaughter walk for the first time today.
Oh,
a bit of magic.
Yeah, our daughter sent us a video of her walking, but obviously they can't see her walking, but they can hear her.
How do they know? I want to ask, how do they know she was walking, or how do they know she hasn't walked before?
This
kid might be a genius. Might have been walking all over the place.
Just very quietly.
He's realised they can run.
Might have been, but she was so excited, so I think they know that. Yeah.
It's magic. I remember that. I remember them pulling themselves up on the sofa and sort of walking around, holding on the sofa and then falling. And then one day they're running around like lunatics.
Yeah, and you wish they'd stay
she's
where you put
been doing that for a while now, yeah. Well, the thing is now it's going to be tricky for them.
Yeah, she won't be where she's left.
Where she is. Yeah, but
bell on her.
Because we impaired people do, they put little bells on the feet,
yeah,
so that
they
can tell where they are. Yeah,
brilliant. Like that's magic. That's magic.
Running about, anyway, I've been wanting to phone in for a while, but I worked myself up so much that I never managed to do it. But today I thought, right, I'm going to do it, so I did.
What do you? Because this is our job, right? So to us, by the way, just English in the chat, please, guys. It's just me and Catherine hanging out. But why had you worked yourself up? What does that mean for you?
Because I don't like talking on the phone anyway, and I suffer from anxiety and depression and stuff. So that's something I would normally do.
Well, you've done it brilliantly.
This is all right, isn't it?
Thank you. Oh, and also, I think about 6 months ago.
Can't shut her up now. We're stuck with Leisurely.
Giving it all that.
We're joking.
But... No, about 6 months ago, I said I wouldn't phone up because I've got a speech impediment because I can't say my ass.
You've got lovely ass.
Everybody says that, yeah.
I
didn't notice that.
I hadn't noticed.
Oh, well, I'm not Skyping to show you.
No, not your ass. The ass. Lovely Leisurely. No, I mean, and that's not us being nice. I genuinely, I would not have, even now you've said it, I still don't notice it.
Well, some people, you see, the thing is, lots of people, even my daughters say they don't notice, but there's certain words that I just can't say.
Yeah.
Like my husband's name, I can't say that. It's called
Barry. No.
And it sounds like I'm saying Bowie.
What? But why did you marry someone whose name...
I know!
Can't say!
Listen, Ian, love is love.
Yeah, but there are limits, and I would have gone, you know what, I can't say it, this ain't going to work, I'm going to go out with a Steve. Where's Steve or Colin?
I change it to Baz, you see.
Baz. Is that
like there you go!
Love finds a way.
All right, Baz.
Yeah, there's always a way around. Anyway.
It's nice to talk to you, Leisurely. Thank you for calling in. Do you think you'll be able to call in again?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Good.
I hope other people phone in, no?
Oh, they better do.
Well, I hope they do as well. Otherwise, it's going to be a terrible, terrible tantrum.
It's going to be it's going to be a dry old show tonight. Lovely Leslie and Baz.
Oh, and it's my birthday on Friday. Woohoo.
What do you want?
I did tell you loads of times, but you just
didn't know.
That was you.
Who are you in the chat?
That was me. Yeah.
What's your name in the chat? Are you Gatford underscore one?
Leslie Eaton.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, happy birthday. Catherine still wants to do this 12-hour show.
I think it's what Leslie wants.
Well, what Leslie wants...
It's my birthday, so I think we should do it.
With respect, Leslie, I could not give a shit.
She's the birthday girl.
You
have to do what she says.
I don't know her.
Well,
she's phoned up with a story that we have no evidence... We have no evidence if this is a true story or not.
It's the international birthday rule, mate. You've got to observe it.
Yep.
Grab pussy.
Whoa.
Hey, that's a bit rude.
Isn't it? That's Paul McCartney as well. His cat was escaping. And James and Heather and Nancy were there, and George Martin, and he saw the cat going out the window and he went,
grab pussy.
But the cat
fell out the window and died. That's where that comes from.
That's very sad, actually.
It is a sad story.
Sounds like a funny
story. That's why he wrote yesterday.
When did it happen?
A week ago. Thank you, lovely Leslie. Goodbye. Happy birthday for that. Ian, can I call? I need to speak about something, says someone who's called loads of times before. No. New callers only.
And that's the way it's got to be.
That's the way it's going to be.
Just today.
I'm bunged up. You know they stopped selling Vicksinex?
Is it because it's addictive?
No. I don't know. They stopped selling it. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh.
Are you wearing your shoes inside the house?
I'm wearing slippers.
And I'm not wearing any shoes, but may I ask what business it is of yours?
Could Catherine show her feet to the camera, please?
We got one!
I mean, how long have we been on Twitch? 6 months? The first one.
Yeah.
What's it worth?
We got a dono bar at the top.
Yeah.
You can't donate, but...
They can masturbate.
Sad. You can't donate. You've not got one free hand. You don't sound like a two-hander to me. Hello?
Oh, I think he's going for it.
Gosh, just the thought of feet. Imagine.
Would you like to see my feet, caller? Yeah, you'd like to... That would help, would it?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, look at the state of that. What's that?
It's dirty. You got it?
I can't see them yet.
Dang. Oh.
Grimshaw her feet.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, this has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I don't know why he's saying TOS. It was a lad with asthma who wanted to see someone's feet.
So it was.
I just hope he got to his inhaler in time.
The Queen's in focus.
Yes.
Except on issues of racism.
She's disgusted. Oh, unknown person. We're not taking anonymous calls, I'm afraid.
Do you know what? I'm feeling juicy.
I'm feeling undermined. Okay, let's do it anyway.
Tell me about it.
Hello, is that the people on the computer?
No.
I love it when you're like this. Angry with me.
I'm seeing a woman with a black thing on and man with a denim jacket.
Okay.
Okay, you've said what you can see. What comes next?
Monkeys are shit, aren't they?
I like them. I reckon you're thinking about apes. They're well known for it.
No, I mean the band, the Monkeys.
Get the fuck out of here, piece of trash.
Told you.
We're not taking any more withheld numbers tonight.
When will you learn?
No more withheld numbers. I like what's happened to you. You've come back to me. You've come back. The Catherine I knew and
tell loved. Tell you what's happened to me is I've had enough. And how long are we in? Half an hour in. I'm done.
I'm struggling. You seem to be leaning. I've moved the camera a little bit, so that's why we're just struggling.
It's because the Queen skew with. Do you want me to
bring... Oh, I've buggered it. I don't know what I've done there. Oh! Let's look at that picture!
That's all that's
interesting. I took a picture! I took a picture! I took a picture! Look at the state of your face! Look at the disgust! And look at my chin! I don't know how to come out of that! Where are we going now? Hello? Hello? There we go, we're back! I don't know what button I pressed!
I won! That's how you win. And that's how you win the Queen's Gambit.
Knockers are better.
Let's get some phone calls, guys.
But only from new people. We don't want any used callers.
New people only, yep. Please. Creeping up to 500. Oh. It was a lot squeakier earlier on today. Found some oil.
Some what now?
Some oil in a little petrol, little oil can. Mm-hmm. Thing. 0203 286.
Oh, Leslie forgot to tell us. She had the vaccine today. Oh,
Leslie, you should have told us.
You should have told us.
The Queen's in focus, but we're not.
Look at her face.
She's fucking, look at her. She's looking at me. But why is she in focus? I mean, we know that they're better than us.
Yeah.
I might have to kill the Queen.
Do you want me to do a reverse Queen's Gambit? See if you notice.
Do you remember the show Gambit?
I remember what it looked like, but I don't remember seeing it.
Well, what did it look like? And I bet you're wrong.
It looked like a man with a hat on and one of those ties.
Right.
And he was like one of them tanned men.
What are you talking about?
You know Hollywood men like George Hamilton? He was one of them. Looked like they'd been carved out of fudge.
Gambit?
Yeah, him.
Right, okay. I'll show you what I mean by Gambit. Because that's not what I was thinking of.
What were you thinking of? Wasn't he like a gambler?
Gambit. Hey, let's go to YouTube's.
YouTube.
It's the place to find a video.
YouTube.
That's where everybody wants to go.
YouTube.
You can choose your videos on YouTube tonight. Everybody, YouTube. We should do jingles.
Yeah.
For
everyday things.
For things that are really famous that would never need our advertising. Gambit, Fred Dinage.
What? Oh, it's not what I'm thinking then.
Here we go. This is Gambit.
What was I thinking of? Like a sort of the Western with the smoothie.
Here we go.
Title Gambit Program Number 1, VTR Number H64393, Part 1, VTR Date 15th of September.
Sounds transmission furious date about it.
To be announced.
3923. For the date, transmission date is yet to be confirmed. Good day. And we go 5, 4, silent on floor. 2, 1. It's time for Gambit! It's time for Gambit! Gambling on telly, cards are moving. You're thinking of Maverick with James, what's his name? James?
I don't think I am.
Garner.
I am.
James Garner, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rockford Files.
Yeah.
It's a long opening title, Mr. Gambit. Here we go.
Now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Fred Dinage.
I still love Gambit. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello. Welcome to...
I want some glasses like Dinage glasses.
I like him doing that.
Hello and welcome to... Now imagine, right, look at him, the amount of pussy that man's had.
Oh, for God's sake. There, he's about 26.
Yeah, I know.
A brand new series of Different Gambit, times. The quiz and card game for married couples based on Pontoon, Blackjack, Vanteur and 21. Call it what you will.
Vanteur.
21.
Well, I call it 21.
Yeah, but he's sophisticated.
Maybe.
This is what couples did before they had, you know, online.
Toys.
Yeah.
This is this. Our married
before Love Honey. Before Anne Summers became acceptable.
Couples get asked questions. For each one they get right, they get a card. The name of the game is to get as close as they can to 21. If they can hit exactly 21, they get a special cash bonus. If they take too many cards and bust, well, they've lost the game.
See that?
Yeah. See, off they go.
Well, they've lost. I couldn't care less.
They get a special cash bonus. If they take too many cards and bust, well, they've lost the game.
Who cares? And they're losers.
Whoever wins that match is on the Gambit board. And
basically, is what that tells us.
But enough of this. Let's not.
Enough of this. This is the rules.
I'm bored of telling you every week.
I don't want to do the rules, but they make me. Make me do the rules.
I'm a maverick.
I just want to get straight to meet these great, fun guys.
Now get on with the competition. Let's now meet our first competitors on this new series of Gambit.
And then he should go, how do you do? Because he used to present How.
I remember that, yeah.
How do you do? And the director goes, Fred, you can't keep mentioning the other shows. You cannot. What? I just said, how do you do?
How?
No, you said, how do you do? What do you want me to say? What do you do? It doesn't make sense.
To introduce them, she's back.
Oh, they've got a bird, a dolly dealer, to introduce them. Then he will get the details.
Will she be able to speak, or is she just going to bring them in?
Catherine, could you please? No. I've done the rules. What I'd like you to do now is just to say the names. Oh, where have we gone?
Oh, I don't know.
There it is. I've done the rules. Please. Oh, could you just say the names of two people?
Mm-hmm.
And then... No. I will talk to them.
Okay.
No, you two. Is that a name?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, she's building up a barn, this one.
Please welcome.
Oh!
Billy, what a load of bollocks. I quit.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Amy, let's learn a little bit about yourself.
Your name?
It's Amy.
Yeah.
Little quick fire questions that we're going to alternate. I'll go first. Just, there's no wrong answer.
Yep.
Just whatever comes into your head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Favourite movie?
Stand By Me.
Oh. Hamsters or gerbils?
Hamsters.
Buses or taxis?
Taxis.
Oh.
Classy.
Lily Savage or RuPaul?
Lily Savage.
Sitcoms are shit. Discuss.
Sitcoms. I don't really know much about sitcoms.
No feelings at all about that's them. That's fine.
Absolutely
that's
fine. Absolutely one fine. More question, please, Catherine.
One more question. Knockers or doorbells?
Knockers.
Okay. Let's see if you're right.
Knockers are better.
You're absolutely correct.
Correct. Well done.
Nice one, Amy. Is there anything we can do for you?
Oh, no, I just wanted to check in and say hello.
It's really thank lovely you. To talk to you, Amy. And just, you don't have to answer this question, but our last, I'm just wondering if we can fill in all of the heights. I've got a little board here.
Yep.
Our last caller, oh, I haven't got my pen.
It's 4 foot what?
4 foot ten. So, if you, again, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but
yep,
how right. tall are you?
5 foot 6.
Okay.
Oh, this is about
so another
wee
person. So, okay, like, 4 foot 10.
Let's see where you come up to on the Queen.
5 foot.
Thank you.
Oh!
That same
as
me. There we go.
Hat brim.
There we go. Thank you, Amy. Thank you. We appreciate that. And you've conducted your census. You don't need to fill in the one they sent you now.
That's official.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Amy. Nice to talk to you. There we go. That's it. It's that simple.
So I'm hat brim. So is Amy. Poor little Leslie.
You could fit her in a pocket and take her to the shops and nobody would ever
glove.
Know.
Glove.
Also,
I don't think we use that word anymore.
What, glove?
Oh, I thought you said glove.
Mr. and Mrs. What? Cox from Middlebrook. In
Cox! I love Cox!
Oh, my God. Right.
Lincoln. Mr. Cox is a...
It's me and you! It's me and you!
Yeah, look at his face.
Where's my glasses? I haven't got my glasses.
Resigned to it.
I haven't got my glasses. Are there any glasses in that cup round there? There might be some glasses.
Oh, the cats have moved the cup.
No, I put it there to clear space.
Glasses in the cup. Stick them on your face.
Thank you, Crazy X Club, for the sub. Why are all my glasses so wonky? Maybe it's my face. I don't like these glasses, actually. I don't need them.
Pample.
Okay, that's us.
Yeah.
Donuts. Do you know what? They're probably younger than us.
Donuts. About 25.
Thank you for the sub, Crazy Donuts. X Club. Someone's gifted some subs. We'll get to that in a second. Hello, caller.
Hello. I believe you're looking for maybe 5'4".
Oh,
I'd love a 5'4". Yes, please.
We're collecting heights, it seems.
Who is... I'm going to have to... Right, Catherine, you talk. I'm going to have to get some paper. The whiteboard isn't going to cut it because actually this has now become...
5'4". How long have you been 5'4", please, caller?
Well, since just after I was 5'3".
Okay. And when around was that? What time?
When around was that?
Shush. I'm trying to get specifics here. You're going to be writing all this
English,
down.
Then.
You're going to be writing all this down, so pay attention. All
right. When around was... well, it was when I was about... When I was measured.
About half past five? Height. About half past five-ish?
Maybe around tea time, yeah.
Yeah, that's the normal time for measuring, I think you'll agree.
Yeah.
Ah! I won.
You did. And that's how you play the Queen's Gambit.
I quite like that game.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I'm up for doing that, because I'm actually silent.
I wasn't listening out for you. That's not fair.
Which means it's not fair.
Somebody going, oh, I'm just going to go and do something else, not that, and then doing it. Anyway, what's your name, please?
My name's Jen.
Jen, right.
She's truly outrageous. Truly outrageous. Jen.
Jen is my name. Right. No one else is the same. I'm not writing them down. It was your idea to start listing.
Come on, I'm driving the freaking desk.
My days of doing the donkey work for the man is over.
I'll tell you what, you drive the desk then.
All right. Do I get the nice chair?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, I thought they were both nice chairs.
Well, I mean, yours is softer.
Right, you drive the desk.
What do I press?
Exactly. You can step over this because you're being a dick.
See, it takes seconds, right?
Don't forget, you've got to play 6 minutes of adverts an hour.
Right. When did you last play them?
Oh, I'm not doing the donkey work for you. It's different, isn't it?
It's different when you're working with someone who's not got an obliging attitude.
You wouldn't fucking write down their heights. Well, I'm not telling you when the adverts are.
You were writing down heights on here. What was wrong with that?
It didn't fit.
Oh, because you were writing them. You're thinking, oh, my hand's going to get tired. Like,
here we go. She's a prick. She's a prick. What's going on here? Right. Hello, Jen.
Hello,
Jen. Sorry, Jen. I don't want to be rude, but you've caused quite a big argument
today. You are
rude.
You do want to be rude. You love
you've
it.
You've caused quite a big argument today. So,
okay, I do apologise for the cause of an argument, and that's not what I wanted.
What?
I mean, if you wanted a full census of the household, I've got my husband who's 5'8" who rang earlier. It's got your biggest T-shirt.
Okay, 5'8", and what's his name, please?
He's Sid Rat in the chat.
So 5'8" is Sid Rat. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've put the 8 there. I don't need to do that. Sid Rat. Okay, and then we had who was the wee one?
Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie. 2, 1, 0. What is it? 11, 4, 10. Is that right? Yeah. And she was 4'10". That's Leslie. And then who? Amy. Was it Amy? Was that her name?
Yes.
5'6". Amy.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Hey, no, that's great. I'm looking forward to this.
What this?
Here we go.
Because you already did it.
Yeah, we go.
You could have told me that, couldn't you?
I could have done. Yeah,
it's
you
like
could have
set me up to fail, so you'd look better.
Could have done. You could have. Could have done. You could have written this down.
That's,
right.
That's what pricks do.
So, who is this? Jen.
What? Jen. Yes, that's me.
I tell you what, you can drive the conversation as well.
Why are you being rude to Jen?
I'm not being rude to Jen. Actually, I'm being rude to Jen. I'm not being rude to Jen. Actually,
I was driving the conversation. You came in to come.
Okay.
Made it all about you.
Okay.
And now you're doing it again.
Okie dokie.
Jen, thanks very much for calling.
No problem. Glad I could be of assistance.
Thank
you.
You
weren't actually.
Much.
You were problematic.
Don't be rude. I love you, Jen.
Thank you very much. Love you guys.
Oh, okay. Let's carry on with the show.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, put it. Yep.
No, not answering that. Ian, bugger off. Hey. No unknown callers my watch.
Put the Skype where no one can see it. That's a good idea.
Where do I put that?
You put it where I would suggest putting it somewhere you can see it when you're doing the rest of the show.
Huh? Right. This fella.
And his wife Maureen is a QA operator.
Maureen.
Nicely done.
Very nicely done. Yeah. Well done. Oh, look at the state of the audience.
He's loving it. 25 years old, he's got the world at his feet.
Yeah, and he's got them eating out of his arsehole.
We say welcome, literally, first of all, to the Gallaghers, Dennis and Sally. Welcome to you both. Dennis, you're a welder. Sally, hobby is singing. What sort of singing?
Patsy Cline.
Classical songs. Music, mostly.
Would you care to give us a little trill to give us an example?
What would you like? One fine day.
One fine day, yes.
One fine day.
Mum singing.
We'll know thee.
Look at him, he wants to kill her. And he may have done that.
How quickly did Fred Dinah just cut her off? It's like, I'm going to give you a little moment, but don't milk it.
Fine, don't call us. Thank you very much.
Rude.
That was rude. That was disrespectful.
Rude again.
That was rude. That was rude.
Oh no, it's all gone wrong. Hang on. Let's get it back. This is what you do, isn't it? What's this now? What's Jewel? What's Jewel? Right, hang on.
37.
Yeah, we're on that, aren't we? About here.
Care to give us a little trill to give us an example?
Let's just wallow in the rudeness again.
One fine day, yes.
One fine day, we'll know this.
Fine, don't call us. Thank you very much indeed, Sally. That was super. Thank you very
much. If I was her husband, I would get up and I'd smack him in the face.
A smarmy gay.
That is actually Liam and Noel's parents, and that is not a joke. I've seen them before. That is their parents. That's not even a joke.
She's Irish.
Yeah, they're from Irish stock.
They were Scottish.
Irish or Scottish, make your mind up.
And welcome also to the Coxes, Tony and Maureen from Lincoln. Tony, you're a salesman. What do you sell?
Maureen, Tony Cox. Fine. Oh, that was Maureen. Tony Cox was Yoko Ono's first husband.
He seems to have picked up nicely with
He's
Maureen.
Done right, hasn't he? Yeah.
You are a QA operator, which is what?
Quality assessment.
Watch him belittle it.
I like her.
Get ready.
You assess quality.
That's right.
How do you assess the quality of this show? Fine, thank you very much.
He looks like Rolf Harris. She looks like fun. Maureen Hey, Maureen Cox married Ringo and then had an affair with George. Am I right? It was Tony Cox. Was Yoko's husband. So he was Maureen's brother, I think is what we're getting there. Oh, okay.
Here's the phone. Right. Let's not do that.
No, because you... Okay.
Let's do... Oh, what's that again?
No, is it... Hello, caller.
I'm 5'9".
Who are you?
Robin.
Robin. Okay, thank you, Robin.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Very helpful. Thanks very much, Robin.
I'm drawing a height chart of yous lot.
Yeah, just so we can get the measure of you. Are you hating this yet?
No, I'm loving it. I love not doing that. I hate doing that so much. Oh, God.
Do you always leave it open, or do you turn it up and down and that? Do you mess with these, or do you just leave it as it is?
I mean, I did show you how to use it all before.
Yeah. I'm asking you a question of how you prefer to use it, as you've been doing it longer than me.
I'm not using it.
I'm respecting your experience. I could find it out for myself, obviously.
I thought
you might want to help me.
We all have different ways. I look forward to you finding... How do you write stuff down? Do you do it, like, with a pen, or what did you...
You're fine with this, though, right?
I'm fine with it. I hate the technical stuff so much.
All right, let's watch Fred Dinage being rude to more...
Can you make it full screen?
Being rude to more women. Right, here we go.
Three games, each game worth £20 to the winners. As I say, the eventual match winner's on for the Gambit board. We have our running total as well, of course. That starts at £200 and goes to the couple who can score exactly 21. If it's not won in this match, it goes up by another £50. Off we go then, Michelle.
Did
cut that
suit,
if you will, please.
Oh, the cards, the giant cards.
To one of our gentlemen to cut the pack. The man doing the cutting is Dennis, and this being the start of the game, and only, of course, at the start, we'll look at the top card, the one we are playing for, which is a two.
Nice and low card.
By the buzzers. What kind of fruit is a satsuma?
Citrus.
It's a small orange.
It is indeed. Do you want that too, or do you want to give it away?
Give it away. Huh?
You'll give it away.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
She's right, it is a small orange.
It
but
is.
You'd say, what kind of a fruit? You'd say citrus, wouldn't you?
Well, maybe the word citrus, like 4,000 years ago we didn't have blue. Maybe
they didn't have it
30
then.
Years ago we didn't have citrus.
What kind of fruit is a satsuma? A Christmas fruit? I mean, those days, that's what they used to give and receive.
Yeah.
You forget that we're very lucky now.
That's a strange one, Crazy Ex-Club. Is this the same guy from How To? Well, yeah, but why would you pick How To and not How? That's the...
Because they're younger.
I suppose so.
I don't remember How, but I remember How To. Yes, it's right wobbly, that.
It is wobbly, this, isn't it?
Away. Which star played Scarlett O'Hara in the film... Gallagher's
Casablanca.
Good interruption in the film Gone with the Wind. Vivian Leigh's the right arm.
Of course, they know that because it don't just come out.
So, you want the next card, but you haven't seen. Please. You'll take it to go with your two. You have a nine. Puts you on to 11, which is a good place to be.
Right.
She's what talking too much, that woman in the background.
Gallagher's.
A dessert.
It is. A dessert, a sweet
Greedy
or
bastard.
Pudding. Gooseberries and cream. 11 you have. They haven't started. You want the next card?
Yes, please.
Looking for a 10 or a picture card to give you a sensational start. 21 and running total. It is, Michelle...
Oh!
How lucky.
£200!
Boom. And £200 in those days could buy you quite a lot.
Yeah.
Could buy you quite a lot.
Yeah.
What was a wage? About a fiver a week?
I don't know. I wonder what £200 would have been. £200 was a lot of money then.
It was a lot of money.
Picture card, it's worth 10. 21.
He's played that. Look at that. They're all the same man. Even the women are the same man in that audience. That is nuts. Look at them.
This going out outfit was my granddad Joe's going outfit.
I'm going to say it. They're all dead. T-A-D.
It's true. But they're having a nice time then, and that's what counts.
Absolutely amazing start by the Gallaghers. They've won the running total straight away. That's never, ever happened before in, I don't know, six or seven series of Gambit.
Gosh, we're lucky we found this one.
I like Dinage. I think he's a solid presenter. I do think that a bit of Partridge was taken from him, but I always thought he was a great presenter. I always felt safe in his hands back in the day.
Right. I mean, I'm finding him quite annoying, but we're looking at him with modern eyes, aren't we?
Well, I'm not. I'm look, 'cause I grew up watching this.
Yeah.
I grew up with him, so I'm kind of I'm going back a little bit. It's worth by being told by Sofa Bum, £200 is worth £771 in today's money. Not actually that much.
Mm.
Not actually that much.
£200 in their pockets, £20 for winning the game as well, £220 are into a 1-0 lead, and also, of course, now important for the Coxes, Tony and Maureen, to win this one to stay with us. Here we go. Who was the wife of Napoleon I? Gallagher.
Napoleon II?
Josephine.
Yes, tonight, Josephine.
Zero response.
Historical joke there.
Zero response from the audience there.
Oh, I should have shown them that card, shouldn't I? You see, nerve showing already. Six. Do you want that six or not? You don't. You want to give it away. Tactics creeping in here. What does ACAS try to do? A-C-A-S. ACAS. Coxes.
It's a conciliation service between unions.
That's right. To settle industrial disputes. Yes, good answer. Six you have. They haven't started. Do you want the next card?
Yes, please.
To go with your six.
Is there a buzzer there? Or are they just really in love?
They're in love. Look, they're balls this up. They've got a six and they're going to take the next card. They're going to get like a seven. They're stuck on 13. What are you going to do?
You don't think they're going to win this?
No.
Feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Six you have puts you onto 10. That is a
that's
good
okay. That's not so bad.
What is meant by the Latin phrase bona fide? Gallagher's.
In good faith or true?
Yes, genuine in good faith. Good answer. 10 they have. You haven't started. Do you want the next card?
His coat on. He's not stopping, is he?
You've got a 9, which would have been quite useful to them. If you were using secateurs, what would you be likely to be coxes?
Pruning roses.
Yes, what would you be doing? Gardening, pruining, as you say. 10 you have.
You wouldn't be pruning with secateurs. Secateurs are the big ones, right?
No, little snips.
Oh, you'd be pruning. You'd be pruning. Yeah. You'd be pruning.
Looking for an ace to give you 21 and a running total for you. It is an ace. I do an not ace. Believe it.
What does ace count as in this game?
10, 11.
In the opening two games of the series. Absolutely amazing. £200 for you as well. In fact, that's £220 that they've got now, and it's one game all. This is ridiculous, isn't it? What do you think of the show so far? One all, third final deciding game to play. Michelle, let's look at the top card, please. That's the one we're playing for, the 5. Winners of this game onto the Gambit board.
God, have they gone on the Gambit board?
There's more?
They go onto the Gambit board.
What happens there?
I have no freaking idea. We don't have to watch the whole thing. I just wanted to show what Gambit was. But let's just see who wins out of these two.
Well, now, yeah.
We're in now.
This is 26 miles, 380... Gallagher's.
The marathon.
There's some very good interrupting here tonight. 26 miles, 385 yards long. Yes, of course, the marathon. Do you want that 5?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. You'll give it away.
How polite.
Very well mannered.
That's what they are used to talking.
That's Michelle Lanhorn on the cards there.
Tripoli is the capital of which country?
Double E?
Coxes.
North.
That's not bad, is it?
Algeria.
That's not bad. Double E.
To the Gallagher's.
Libya.
Is the right answer. Libya. 5 they have, you haven't started.
Yes, I'll take it.
You'll take it and you've got a queen, she's worth 10.
The Black
American
queen.
President, Harry S. Truman, what did the S stand for?
Shit, Stephen.
Gallagher's.
It didn't really stand for anything.
You're absolutely right. It didn't stand for anything. It was just an initial. Well done.
Trick quiz.
3 you have, 5 they have. Do you want the next card?
Yes, please.
If it's an ace, it'll give you another running total, and I will probably have a seizure on the spot. It couldn't be, Michelle, could it? No, it couldn't. Not this time. Put you onto 12. You could stick on 12 if you wanted. You'll press on. What is the purpose of a seance? A seance. Gallagher's.
It's to con people out of money and to prey on the befuddled.
Fine. 12 you have, 5 they have. What do you want to do? This is difficult.
I'll take the next card.
You'll take it now. 9 gives you 21 and another run.
She's not said a single word.
But a 10 or a picture card, you've bust and they've beaten you. Michelle. It's too many. It's a 10. You have bust. It means the game and the match, ladies and gentlemen, has been won.
Get out. Get out.
He's going to be in so much trouble.
He blew it. He won't, because it's 1981, and if she complains, I think we know what's going to happen.
Just be in bed. Just be in bed.
You're watching the delay, by the way.
Right. Is that right, then? I did it right!
Well, what if you wanted to come to that?
Main shot?
Here we go.
That's what I wanted, didn't I? You mean the queen?
Look at the state of my hair. I'll keep that shot, because I can find... Look at how long my hair is at the back. Look at that. Shaggy at the back. Shaggy. Oh. We're still looking for heights. We need a 5 foot seven. We got 4 foot 10. We got 5 foot four, six, 5 foot eight, and 9. We need all the other heights, please. All the other heights.
So if you're sitting on a different height, you know what you need to do.
But you've got to be a new caller.
Yeah, we don't want any used callers.
We don't want any of the used ones, for Christ's sake.
No. I mean, we like them. They're comfortable, aren't they?
They're very, very comfortable.
We like to see them. And they are, you know, it's the known, it's the, all that stuff.
I'm walking away.
Now, we have this person's name, which would suggest we've spoken before. Is that fair?
Well, let's find out.
Hello. Now, can they see us? How do we do this? Are you there or are you frozen?
I'm Rob. No, I'm okay. I think I can see you.
Right. Now, you,
well,
what do I need to do? That?
I was editing something with my 11-year-old the other day, and I went, I think you do it like this. I think you do this. He went, no, Dad, you do this. And he just went and did it before me. Ridiculous. I would suggest looking at the, if you don't mind me, if you look at this, because this, that's us live.
Is that right. Better?
Yeah.
No, but, you're still frozen, but it's nice. It's a nice picture of you.
We can hear your voice. You just sound like our special correspondent.
Well, I'm 5'10" to start with.
Name?
Derek.
Derek, thank you.
Yeah. And I've just come from a 4-year-old birthday party, so sharing the joy.
What's the crunching?
Oh, I think that's my, There you go. Is that gone?
Yes.
It's now, my headset.
Tell me what those pictures are. I can see Can I see Fonzie?
No. There's an old picture of Birmingham.
Right.
And then there's some pictures of a montage of family members that I've done for my 50th birthday last year.
Nice.
So, celebrated the day of lockdown was my 50th birthday. So what a year.
Oh, blimey.
What a year. I think that all those that will be celebrating two birthdays in lockdown should get like a telegram from the Queen. I don't want one from the old racist. But I think we should get like a medal or something. Mm. Two birthdays in lockdown is a lot.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm going to carry mine over. So I've missed out on a couple of trips. My daughter was taking me to Prague. So that's been held over. But that was when I was drinking. I've been off the drink now for nearly 4 months. So maybe not go to Prague.
I went to Prague because it was absinthe. I just did absinthe and pints.
It can be a very boozy deal.
Boozy place.
Yeah. So I'm not going to enjoy the pubs reopening. But you know, we'll see. I've done 4 months, so hopefully I can carry on. Just there.
Well done.
How are you feeling on it or not on it?
No, to be fair, I'm better than I thought. I think I always thought I'd get to 50 and stop drinking. I'd be a bit of a rock star, a bit of a Mick Jagger or something, and just, you know, enjoy my green tea and my kombucha and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, it's not really faced me. I was the only one who drank in my family anyway, so, everybody else doesn't really touch it, so it's not been that much of an issue.
No, that's kind of helpful, isn't it? So you're not like you're sitting there watching everyone else.
No, yeah, absolutely, away. Yeah. I mean, you realise how much you forget in life, don't you? You know, I was thinking, it's my birthday a week on Sunday, and, you know, this will be the first one I've probably been sober and remember the whole day, and, you know, so,
yeah.
It'll be nice. I don't want to get banned when I say that.
You're not going to say the N-word as well, are you?
No. I was just going to say, I looked through and I started watching you and Catherine on the 20th of September. And I must have tried to message you via Skype on one of the first times. I didn't know how to watch or message her. And I actually got you via a tweet, via an old adversary of yours that... He mentioned you in a tweet. Yeah. I Googled you, and then it came up with Twitch.
Go on.
John
Gaunt. I saw the message, yeah.
So that was the 20th of September last year, and thank God he did, because I like Twitter not to be a silo, so I have people from the left, people from the right, and centrists, just so I get, you know, views on it. And he just mentioned your name, and I remember you from... Not from way back when, but certainly some of your talk shows. This is a great setup, I have to say.
Nice, you know, one, man. Thank
it's really
you,
nice. So, yeah, keep up the good work.
Oh, I'm glad you.
Thank you, Derek. Nice to see you, mate. Thanks a lot.
See you soon.
Ta-ta. Catherine's going to cut you off.
Just be in bed.
Oh, no, that's right now.
I would get that to fill. We have to be a little bit careful of showing the numbers, but yeah, that's so where I always. I would have it over there and fill it and click the box, and then we got it. There we go. And then we just don't need to go to that screen anymore.
All right. I see.
I'd play a 120 advert as well, please.
Would you?
Yeah, I would now.
Where's that?
Keep going.
I see it.
You got it. You got it, kid. You got it. This is nice.
You know what? It might be quite nice.
Oh, I just hit myself in the ball.
Should
my hand down so
should
high.
We mention our sponsors? I'm feeling like...
Not while we're doing that advert.
No, in a minute, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to press, like, another thing.
Okie dokie. Go back to the live shot, otherwise it gets a little bit dangerous.
Oh, yeah, it gets a bit dodgy.
I'm tired and hot. It was too hot. I feel really hot.
Do you?
That heating was hot.
I feel just about right now. I'm not shivering.
0203 286 6370 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, new callers only tonight, please.
Yeah. Give us a ring. You can talk about anything. Just don't be a dick. That's the only rules. And I know you know the difference between being a dick and not being a dick, so we're all groovy.
Oh, so there's this new app, right, that I noticed a couple of our friends are doing something on, and I meant to look at it last week, so it's now going to look like we're copying our friends, Keith and the girl, called Stereo.
Oh, yeah, I had a listen to their thing that they were doing on there.
But so Stereo is, I think, because someone was telling me, when I was doing some stuff for BBC Comedy Club, the producer, Kerry, I think it was her, was telling me about this Stereo app, and it's, you can do like a podcast like at any time. So I guess that means I have it installed on my phone. I've not looked at it. So I guess that means you can find like a spontaneous podcast mm-hmm. at any time. Should we have a little look? See if we. I guess you can't have it on the computer. You have to have
it's a phone thing, isn't it?
On the phone. So I've got to enter my phone number, which I don't know what it is.
And then there'll be all these things asking you to make a little face that looks like you. Do it on mine. I've already got it set up.
Well, hang on. I don't know what my phone... I've really got to learn my phone number. Oh, it worked. I remember my phone number for the first time ever. Full name, Ian Lee. Date of birth. Now that you've got Tempest, this cheeky buggers. It's the 9th of June, 1973, if you want to send me stuff. 0906-1973. Username, Ian Lee.
Yeah, the weird thing about it is that the little faces move, don't they?
I don't know. I'm logging in. You tell me what has happened.
So Keith and the girl did a broadcast on there. Was it last week, week before? And I had a little look. I saw them tweet about it, so I downloaded it and had a little listen. And I thought, oh, that's new. I don't really get why it's necessary, but I'm an old fart, and you know, at some point, maybe it will become clear.
All right, so find your friends on Stereo. I don't give a shit about that stuff. Follow people you like. Phil is currently trapped under 9 cardboard boxes. All right.
I think we need to hear that. Mad Plotter, bless you, 21 isn't old. I'm very, 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 very late.
20. Oh, hello? That's not live, though. How do I find a live one?
You just triggered a memory in me with that It's Time. What's that from?
It's Time.
It's just from Everything.
No,
the little faces look like they're talking.
Show. All I know is that you saying It's Time in a deep voice just upset me.
I'm speeding up.
On a deep physical
right. How do I... Right, so how do I find a live one? Oh, these are live sandwich talk.
All right, that's what we want.
Felipe's, maybe. Yeah, oh. I guess. I don't know. Felipe. One guy wrote Flippies and one guy wrote Felipe, so I'm going to go with Felipe. Sounds more.
So these are on your Twitter if anybody wants to look
yeah,
at
Felipe's.
And some press like hearts and.
They said a French.
Yeah, that was Dan and Phil. Someone recognized who that was. This is new Rockstar News. They've got as many people listening as we've got watching. All right, we're going to go live on it. I'll go, got it, let me show me. All right, don't break the law, don't stay muted, don't scam, don't play. I got it, I'm in. Finding you a chat partner. Whoa, no. Hello?
Hello?
What is, who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
What? Excuse me? I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Ben M.
You're who?
Ben M.
Hey, Ben. Talk to me, my friend. What is this thing? How are we doing this?
Is this your first time on the app?
This is my first time on the app, yeah.
Oh, shit, okay. Basically, you just fucking chat to random people from all over the world about whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
I'm 12 years old.
Crack right on. You're 12 years old.
No, I'm joking. I'm nearly 50. So, but what? Why? But why?
No, please don't be 12 years old.
No, I'm not. I'm nearly 50. But then people. But can people then listen to this?
Yeah. So people could literally just join the chat while we're talking.
Why?
Or they could listen to it afterwards.
Why would they want to join the chat? Honestly, this is, listen, I was a radio host and we're on stream, we're on Twitch at the moment. We've got like 600 people watching us on Twitch. And I just, I don't know, I don't understand this app. Why would people want to, why do you do it, if you don't mind me asking?
That's no problem. I will happily tell you why I do.
Thank you, Ben.
Basically, especially in these times of lockdown, this is what I've noticed the most. This app has the potential to stop people from being lonely. I think that's the main thing that this app could do for people. Obviously, with lockdown happening, a lot of people have lost their jobs. They don't leave their houses, things like that. People haven't had that human connection for a long time. And then all of a sudden, I found this app 2 days ago, so this is only my second day on the app.
Okay.
But I've had some great conversations. Like me, myself, I'm in it just for the pure conversations. I just want to learn from people, to be honest.
Yeah. And what kind of people are using it? What kind of age? Is it kind of UK and America? Whereabouts are people from?
I've spoken to people from Kenya. I've spoken to people from the US, wow. UK, Saudi Arabia, Iran, a few different places. Like I said, I've only been on it a few days, so I haven't really had much experience yet. But from the experience I've had so far, it's been really good. And I've had conversations about all sorts of things, like from religion to politics to the news to
the fun
what
stuff.
Sort of kettle you've got in your nose to make your tea bags.
Hey, like, the button fell off my kettle the other day, but I can still use it. There's like a little stub sticking out. And in the olden days, Ben, I would have bought a new kettle. I'm buying a new kettle. I can flick the stub.
Yeah, just keep using it until it dies, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't waste your money on it.
Now, so it says here that someone's left me a message and I can play it.
Yeah, so play the message and then we can both listen to the audio.
You'll hear it as well. All right, I'm going to play this message. Here we go.
Can I join? Please.
No. That's what we're doing. I'm here, Ben, with my friend Catherine, right? And we're doing a show on Twitch. We do like a phone-in show on Twitch. And like I say, we've got nearly 700 people watching. And he's one of our he's one of our regular callers. He's a nice guy, but tonight we've said it's new callers only, none of our regulars. And so he's trying to kind of sneak in. He's trying to cheat.
Yeah.
How have you found lockdown, Ben? Are you a year in? I'm assuming you're in the UK.
Yeah, so I'm in the UK. I'm from the Midlands, Birmingham way-ish, sort of. Outside of Birmingham.
How have you found the last year?
Pretty boring, to be honest. I mean, like most people, stuck in the house. Luckily, I've been at work for most of it, so it's not been that bad. But, yeah, I suppose it's just is what it is.
Are you optimistic about coming out the other side?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I'm optimistic in the sense that I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Whether I think it will happen for definite when they've said it will happen, I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think it's going to happen this summer. I think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen this summer. Maybe before Christmas. Yeah, maybe. You know, I think we've got a bit further to go yet.
But like I say, I am looking forward to the end, like I think we all are.
Ben, listen, I'm going to let you go, man. So what happens if I let you go now? Do you then just pop up randomly with someone else?
Yeah, so it's literally... have you ever used Omegle? It used to be like a website.
I did use Omegle. Yeah, I did a little... a few times.
So this is essentially Omegle, but without all the swinging dicks.
Oh, Ben, you can't see what's happening over here right now, buddy.
I'll put it away, sorry.
and can you... and thank you for answering these questions. You've made this so much easier. So you'll just kind of like pop in with someone, and it will be someone random. You can't choose who you want, who you meet, or the kind of people you meet. You just get paired up with the next free person.
If you go live, yes. But if you sort of like have followers or someone specific, you can call them and start a show with them. So you can pick who you want. But I just kind of go randomly so I can get the best sort of variation.
And I see you're wearing an eye patch. Do you have an eye patch in real life?
Not in real life, no.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to check. Ben, I really enjoyed chatting to you, mate. Thank you so much for answering my questions. It's really appreciated.
Good luck with the Twitch. Have a great day, both.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Lots of luck. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Yeah, for the rest of luck, then.
Bye bye.
All right. Well, that makes more sense.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
I didn't. There was more messages there, and I didn't listen. I thought I could listen to them afterwards. So I can I. So I. Oh, so I could record a message for this. Oh. Holy. Holy Giacomoli. God, I'm so glad I'm not on drugs, because I would. This would be.
You'd be popping up all over people.
So this is live. True crime. Now, let's find one. I want to find a live one that we can leave a message on and then see if they play it. The light and dark pendulum transformation. Here we go.
Understanding the depth of power within yourself.
Okay, I'm going to leave a message. Hi there. I just want to say I think that my power is very deep, and I just wondered if you had any tips on accessing my powers. I recently had my chakras aligned and my chi. So if you've got any tips on how I can dig deep and pull out hard, thank you.
It's a back and forth, right? So I feel like there's a
have I just ruined everything that Ben told us?
Yeah.
Becoming more aware with all the spare time we have with the virus and everything, we need to be more opening our eyes to the blessings we have. Yeah. We need to be opening our eyes to
this is nuts.
That we need to make to better our lives, to better the whole world. The world is
I'm applauding.
Biodiversity
is King Cooley and Ali Tay 963
of all living organisms working in harmony, and we're destroying that biodiversity, and that's gonna make humans become extinct.
I thought nature was
we
healing.
Cannot keep that biodiversity from being destroyed, which by taking down the rainforest.
There was a great call to Bezic the other night. Uh-huh. Woman thought that the coronavirus was coming from space. Oh, no, it was a man. No,
I thought that was AIDS.
Oh, that was AIDS. I'm getting confused. I'm getting confused.
Got mad at the grocery clerk for messing up your order.
This is stereo.
Right. Now, do you also agree that part of the change of the Earth's transformation
is
to probably shake us
up? But so they're doing this as a show, and they've got 8 viewers.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
This is nuts. Can I find like an itin? Sorry, I'm fascinated. This is- Hello?
We made it.
This is a recording. Search. Search for things. Popular topic. I want to search for... let's search for Beatles, because I like Beatles.
Yeah.
Search.
It does feel a little bit like we're listening in on people's private convos.
But they know that people are talking, right?
Well, they're hoping, I think. Hoping that we're going to go in and listen in.
I'm going to follow Marco because he's got... Oh, his Twitter, his handle on here is at Beatles. All right. Do you want to do one? This is better than that crap app that Milky Daniel gave us. What? This is the app that the Milky Daniel...
Oh, the dial-up one.
That was rubbish.
Although some people have had some nice...
No, they haven't.
...interactions.
No, they haven't. I don't... So if I... Right.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
How do I okay, how do I just do what Ben did and join someone?
Don't you just click on someone?
Well, no, because they're in a conversation. What's this? One leaderboard. Stereo monetization. Went up to $100,000. What? Our school got burnt down and it's going to cost $100,000 to fix it. How do we...
You have to go live, apparently.
But if I go live, then people join me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the same as me joining them. All right. Well, I think there's something in that.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I think there's something in
that. I didn't see the point in it as just another podcast app, but I suppose if it's a live broadcast app, how is it better than having it on a laptop? But that...
Well, people can... Well, I suppose people can send you messages. That's something.
I didn't know about the...
Ben was good. Thank you, Ben. If you ever see this, Ben, thank you so much for... clarifying that. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I didn't know about the random conversation facility. That's something, I suppose, if you're into that. What do you reckon? Have a random conversation with us. Our phone number keeps flashing up. Please do feel, use it if you want, but only if you're a new caller. Oh, sponsors.
Oh, here
you
go.
We've got two. We have two. We have one that looks like this.
Abby Care. You can't really lean back in this chair, can you?
No. I sit like this a lot.
You look good in that chair. You look wee in that chair.
I can put my feet up. It's nice.
It's a nice chair.
I feel like Ronnie Corbett.
This is a nice chair.
I said to the producer.
This is a nice chair. Talk to me about Abicare.
Abicare are brilliant. They looked after my best mate when he wasn't very well.
Bloody junkies.
they've got a facility in Gloucester. They've got one in Glasgow. They employ a lot of people who've been through it themselves. And so you're not talking to someone who's read about it in a book and has never lived it, you know. So that's really helpful. They can help you with treatment. They can help you with the 12 steps. They will start you off so that you get a little program in place ready to go when you get released back into the wild. It's not cheap, but they do give you 25% off if you mention this advert, which is fabaroo. I think you'll agree.
34sp.com is the place to go for web hosting, baby. It's higher than that, I think. It's not particularly, it's slightly over. There it is. There it is. You had it. You had it. It's gone now. There. 34sp.
Oh! Double Ian. And the queen in between. Right?
Ready, ladies and fellas? Yeah. 34sp.com are good people if you're looking for to get a domain name for web hosting and with help with setting up your WordPress website. 34sp.com, I can see it, is the,
hello, place,
is the place to go. I'm sorry to have hit the queen during an advert for one of our sponsors. They know all their stuff. They've got a helpline that you can call 24 hours a day, 365 days of the goddamn year. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. And they speak geek and they speak English, which is a lovely combination to have. And they will really look after you. We'll have a little look at their website either later today or tomorrow. And they are superb. We thank you. If you want a website, 34sp.com.
Just be in bed. Just be in bed.
You should be in bed. You lean. You've just got to lean over this way a bit.
I'm just enjoying having armrests.
I know, it's nice. I know. But the guys want to see you. The guys and gals want to see you.
So I'm faded into this chair. Like,
yeah, I tend to a little bit if I wear my black jack.
Yeah, but if I put my knee up, then you can see I've got trousers on.
Oh, Jesus.
Stripy trousers.
Oh, my
youngest said I look like Beetlejuice, which I think's a compliment.
I've not really seen. I've seen bits of Beetlejuice. I don't really like Michael Keaton. I like him more now as we are both older. But I never liked. I didn't see him as a movie star when I was a kid.
No. Oh, Milky Daniel. Sorry.
New callers only.
You're not new.
You can tell him. Tell him.
Milky Daniel, we're only doing new callers tonight.
Only callers.
New callers. They haven't phoned us
before.
Okay, all right. Okay. See you later.
Also, callers that don't say the M word.
Yeah, don't say that.
Is,
I mean, that's standard. We've got one rule and one rule only, and it's this. So, if you could oblige us by not doing that, then that's all groovy. If you are a dick, though, maybe you do it by accident. We have a thing on Friday where we will judge you. And we'll look at the unbanned request.
Sorry for sniffing. I'm getting a bit bunged up. Phil, it's funny, isn't it, swapping positions? How do you feel?
I really want to sit there and have my computer back.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Let's move. I don't like it. We've seen it work.
Your witness.
I want to have my computer back.
Your witness.
I cannot fact check him.
Your witness.
I cannot check. I don't like it. So, with your permission, I'm going to swap.
Okie dokie. We've got the right headphones in.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Thanks, though. Turns out it's dead easy.
I didn't like it. It feels...
I'm going to move the queen back as well because it's uncomfortable. Sorry, queen.
Ay, ay, saborgena, saborotonoia. I feel... I am no more... Well, I guess I am more in control here in terms of technology, which I hate doing this bit. But I'm certainly no more in control of the show, but I feel like I'm more in control of the show here. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, but I'm lucky that I work with someone with whom I have an almost psychic connection.
A what? Connection?
Psychic.
Fuck off.
Well, it's true. So I don't feel so pretty powerless, but it's not the same.
But I can't. It's maybe my brain works better if I'm thinking of this while I'm talking.
You
don't know.
You, I think that you do work better if you're twiddling about with something. It's true. And that's your problem.
Oh, let's get some freaking new callers in, guys. Oh, we've just hit 666 viewers, the devil's number. Let's get some callers. 0203-286-6370. 0203-286-6370. If you're watching elsewhere in the world, TLNA is the Skype.
Yeah.
And you can Skype us, and it's free, man.
But- As Gaster says, brand new customers only.
Yeah, brand new tonight. Let's get rid of dining. I found some stories. Here we go. Woman finds herself bathing in hot chocolate after hilarious bath bomb blunder. Ryan, it's new callers only tonight, I'm afraid.
Okay, sorry, my fault.
Goodbye. He took that like a decent human being.
Yeah, it's forgivable.
Decent human being. Facebook users were left in stitches. That's the second of these stories that has the word stitches in for laughing a lot. The badger woman was in stitches.
But who actually says that anymore, apart from older people and old-fashioned kids?
After a woman revealed that her friend had made the mistake of popping a rather large hot chocolate ball into her tub instead of a bath bomb. So, well, that's the story ruined. We know what's happening now. Yeah. We know where that's going to go. But we carry on because why not? Oh, by the way, I do still think this GMT, Good Morning Twitch show, is a great idea. 7 till 9. It ain't never going to happen. I'll tell you why it isn't ever going to happen. Because I woke up today at 8:45 and I had a headache and I was in stitches and I just thought, I'm shattered. I can't get up and do a show at 7 o'clock after. We'd have to change this. This would have to go from like to like 7 till 10, 7 till 9, 7 till 9. This is how I'd see it in my head. So I have worked it out. This is how I'd see it in my head. This would go 7 till 9, and then we do a breakfast show 7 till 9. No, 7 till 10, 3 hours, and then 7 till 9 in the morning. But it couldn't work because I got college on Thursday, so we couldn't do it 4 or 5 days a week. Kids,
can I refer you to what a ball ache doing an actual radio breakfast show was? It drove us insane.
This would be different in as much as we could get up 15 minutes before.
Well, you could.
And it would be... Well, you wouldn't do it here. You do it from your house. It from your house. That's the thing.
All right.
This in my head, in my fictional plan of how we do this, I don't actually want to do. Unless, you know, Twitch agreed to my terms. It would be... We wouldn't have to do any prep. We'd have the phone lines open and we'd just go through, like, the stories that are on the front pages of the news websites. We'd do that.
All right. Well, let's park it for a bit and let that percolate.
It is percolating quite a lot. Get Ben Shepherd in on Thursdays. a woman suffered an hilarious mishap after she shat the bath.
I bet it was mildly amusing. Yeah. I bet it wasn't an hilarious mishap.
Oh, by the way, if you want to see the rest of this story, and who wouldn't, you have to be a subscriber because we're going to play some adverts. Now, if you're a subscriber... you won't see the adverts. Want to subscribe? Link your Twitch to your Amazon Prime and you can subscribe that way for free, or tier 1, tier 2, tier 3. Just scroll down on the screen and you'll see a subscribe button. Click on that. There's different prices. Tier 2 and tier 3 are quite expensive, but you tier 3 get invited to an exclusive production meeting. More on that soon. And tiers 2 and tiers 3 for this month, if they are subscribed on Monday, next Monday, you will get a handwritten postcard from me and Catherine. Lisa says do Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Holy jackamole.
That sounds like 3 days. We don't want to do one, so...
But it does make sense. It does make sense.
Well...
I can just imagine having the green screen up, having one of those fake TV studios, making it look proper. Instead of this shit. A woman suffered an hilarious mishap after confusing a hot chocolate ball with a fancy bath bomb.
They're so fancy though, aren't they?
My kids got some brilliant... But when they came over for Christmas Eve, their mum made like a little package like of hot chocolate and a mug that had a space for biscuits in and all this. And she also put in this bath bomb I think it was in the shape of an aeroplane, if I think on it. And you put it in the bath, and it was an aeroplane, and it would fly around the bath, and it left rainbow trail behind it.
Aww.
It was magic. It was magic. Absolute magic. Loved it.
That's excellent, mumming.
Christoph asks, am I eligible for a postcard? I don't know. What tier are you, Christoph? Let's have a little look. You're tier one, no postcard.
Sorry.
No postcard, I'm afraid. But you have our respect. Thank you. The unnamed woman's pal explained that she'd bought what she thought was a luxurious bath bomb for a nice relaxing night in, only for her to realise her mistake when dozens of mini marshmallows. I'm saying marshmallows, but it's marshmallows.
It's marshmallows.
Okay.
But this sounds like bullshit. It will have smelled of chocolate, surely.
Around the tub.
Like, and it would have felt like chocolate.
No.
Oh, she did it.
You could get those chocolate balls that are like sort of squidgy gold. That's what that looks like to me.
Oh, maybe.
It looks bloody massive
there. Because bath bombs are chalky, aren't they?
Yeah, or you can get these squidgy ones that are in a sort of thin film.
Yeah, the Body Shop used to do them.
Yeah. Ah, poor Anita Ruddick. Shame, isn't it? I liked her.
They put her in a firework, didn't they?
That's disrespectful.
That's what she wanted.
Oh, that's very respectful.
They fired her off.
Very respectful. Mr. Grable says, it looks like she shat herself in the bath. I made that joke earlier. Posting the hilarious blunder on the Facebook group, whatever, she wrote, so my amazing friend, who would prefer not to be named, it was her, thought she'd get herself a lovely new bath bomb. Turns out it was bloody hot chocolate with marshmallows included and everything.
It was her. You know why? Bloody hot chocolate. Yeah. That sounds like someone's like, oh, me. Well, you know
what
I'm like.
The picture, which the... let me just get Skype up. The picture, which the woman's friend said were too good not to share, saw the woman sitting in dirty brown bathwater. Since being uploaded, the post has racked up a lot of likes. One person jokes, I would probably drink the bathwater. My kids do anyway. While another said, oh no, what a waste of chocolate and marshmallows. I mean, these stories always kind of
limp up,
peter out towards the end.
I've got one that sounds like an absolute corker from the title, which tells you the story.
Go on.
This is from The Star, which apparently is the home of fun these days. And porn for cowards. Is this one. Zoo rumbled after trying to replace wolf with Rottweiler dog as it's cheaper.
Oh, yes, mate. Do you want to like that?
Do you want me to send you the link?
Hang on, I'll see if I can find it. Daily Star. That's from Daily Star.
There we go.
We got it. We're in.
The Zhangwushan Zoo in China.
Oh, okay.
Needed a replacement when its wolf died. Wasn't it a Chinese zoo where they dressed up a dog as a lion? There was that famous picture of the dog with a wig
be.
On.
Could be.
The Zhangwushan Zoo in China needed a replacement when its wolf died.
Well, that's not the picture of the... That's not it, is it?
So
it
used a Rottweiler dog after bosses argued it was cheaper. And visitors wouldn't mind as it's a close relative.
It is.
Oh, my God.
A red sign was pictured on the wall which read, the wolf is here.
Bosses decided it was cheaper to use a Rottweiler instead of getting a new one. They argued the dog was a close relative of the wolf. Visitors to the attraction in Xianning in the province of Hubei would not complain. But customers weren't fooled and quickly spotted the pet in the cage. I mean...
Holy jack-a-moly.
One filmed the locked-up animal in the cage. A red sign was pictured on the wall in the corner that said that the wolf is here. According to the man who shot the video, identified by his last name, Zhu... The zoo ticket...
Well, that narrows it down to $500,000.
Costs only 15 yuan, which is £1.66.
Oh, well, okay. You pays your money, you take your
choice.
You
get what you pay for. Visitors are told they'll see tigers, lions and other animals, including a wolf. Zoo managers confirmed there had been a wolf before, but it went to a different school and you wouldn't know it. But it had died due to old age. They claimed the cage was empty afterwards and there was no place for the dog. I mean, the cage became its new home as a legitimate heir to the wolf and being closely related, they argued. The local forestry bureau said they'll conduct an inspection. Watch to check it's a dog. I can guarantee it's a dog.
That is a dog.
One user said, at least find a husky. It would be more convincing. Another commented, have people in the city never seen a dog? While one wrote, I suspect the giant panda in the zoo was performed by humans. Back in 2013, another Chinese zoo in Henan province was accused of presenting This is the one I'm remembering. Pretending a Tibetan Mastiff dog was an African lion. The fraud unraveled when the pooch started barking. Visitors accused the park of trying to cheat them. No, they told the park they were trying to cheat them. And in 2018, a zoo in Egypt was accused of painting stripes on a donkey to look like a zebra. Cairo's International Garden Municipal Park denied it had tried to disguise the creature after photos emerged on social media. But photos showed it had pointy ears and was much smaller than a zebra, and it had black smudges on its face.
Jesus.
Chances.
That's nuts.
Absolute chances.
That is absolute nuts. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're trying to find the, we're trying to fill in all of the heights tonight. We've got 4'10", 5'4", 5'6", 8, 9, and 10. We need more heights from the listeners. It's new callers only tonight, please. I know that limits us, and that maybe slows things down, but I am cool with that. If you've ever used the Stereo app, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, please. 0203 286 6370. And if you could give us a reason why we should do this bloody stupid idea of doing 12 hour show on Friday. It seemed like a good idea. Maybe yeah. I was still, drug relapse a few months ago. Maybe it's still some cocaine was lodged in my nasal cavities. I don't know. It's a stupid idea.
We're doing it. Some chat producing going on here. Drew 1927 says that story was clickbait poop. I don't think you know what clickbait means.
I'll clickbait your face with my fist in a minute. Hello, caller.
Hello, I'm 5'7".
And may we take your name?
Isabel.
Isabel? Anything else you'd like to contribute?
No, that's everything for now.
Thank you. And we missed a call there.
Do you know what I'm finding very interesting?
Birds.
New callers only. We're getting a lot more women.
Let's talk about that in a second, actually, because with this...
Sorry, but the person you've called
is a bottler. Because we've had that before when we did it on the radio show. We've got a 5'7" now, Shorty. We've got a 5'7". We had that before, and I do wonder... Do we get a breakdown of the stats on Twitch that will show us gender split? I don't know if we get that.
I don't remember filling anything in when I got my account.
You get that split. You get. Let's have a look. We go to create a dashboard. Insights, channel analytics. Take note, subs. So the tier 3 subs, by the way, that's really picking up.
People love postcards.
Tier 2, sorry. Tier 3's hovering a couple more new tier 3's, but the tier 2 subs, that's we've tripled what we had originally. We had 10. But we've tripled what we had originally. No, I don't think you get that breakdown, do you? You don't get that. So United Kingdom, 75% of the views. Australia, 4%. India 1%. Most people, 92%, come from the front page. 21% come from the old channel.
Wow, okay.
Which is something. Views from outside Twitch. No, we don't. You don't get a breakdown of the age. But I tell you what is a great figure that we should be shouting. 3.1 million views.
What?
Yeah, 3.1 million. I mean, that's since we started. But it's 3.1 million views. I'm having that. Mm. I'm having that.
We should put that on T-shirts.
Yeah, we should. Billy Child Bosch says, have you had a 5'8"? If so, count me in.
We're only taking those on the calls, really.
We have had, and no, thank you.
No.
No, thank you.
Because you could lie. At least if you call in, we can check.
We can check it. So, yeah. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome to. Let's have a quick look. I found another. Here we go. We'll do this. Oh, my love, a good sneeze.
Oof. There was some power there.
To a Rabbit Hole production.
Boing.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.